Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Laura, you lost your sister in the crash nearly 16 years ago, Flight 3407.
Yes, her name was Allie. She was 24.
Laura, obviously you're coming down here to pay your respects for your sister and the other victims that lost their lives in 3407 after last night's devastating crash that took place in Washington. Just what was going through your mind when you first heard about what had transpired last night?
Immediately just you just remember the fear and the unknown when you know that someone that you love has experienced such a scary way of losing their life and not knowing where they are, not knowing what happened to them right at the end of their life, and just the shock of losing someone in such a an unusual way and in such a public way. I'm devastated for those families who are experiencing what we went through 16 years ago.
Where were you when you first heard of what happened in Washington? And I know that your dad John has been a huge advocate for safety and everything with planes going since the crash. I mean, just what were some of the conversations maybe that you shared and your thoughts, you know, when you first heard it?
I heard about it late last night, probably not until around 10 o'clock, turned the news on. My immediate thought was, I know that there hasn't been a commercial airplane crash since 3407. So I was very curious to know what the cause of the crash was. It seems like it didn't have to do necessarily with untrained pilots, but another series of issues that seems like they were known issues with a very, very busy airspace that's overcrowded. And it does seem like the signs were there that there was the potential for something like this to happen. So, just also that process of those families going through the reality that this was probably preventable.
I know that every family grieves in their own way when some tragedy happens like this, but I mean, given your experience, I mean, what is the grieving process like when a tragic event like this does happen?
I think one of the most painful things and unique things about losing someone in a crash is the waiting for your loved one's remains, what they had with them when they were traveling on the plane. You know, we received those things and word of what was recovered for many, many months following the plane crash. That was a very traumatic experience. And the wondering of what happened to your loved one is very, very traumatizing.
I don't know if you've already had conversations with your family or the other family members of the Flight 3407 crash, but is there anything that the group as a whole can do to offer condolences to any family members that have lost family in the 5342 crash that happened in Washington?
I know that this group of people is pretty remarkable and willing to step up and do what's needed in the wake of a situation like this. I know every family member is unique and has a different place or role that they might play, but I also know that they're that we will make ourselves available to these families if they need support, if they need a shoulder, if they just need some guidance on how to process and get through what they're about to endure. And especially if there is change needed, you know, in that process, if we need to be involved in continuing to make airline travel safer.
Anything else that you want to add that maybe we haven't discussed today?
Just, you know, once again, the Western New York community is always incredible. I've already had a number of people just reach out and say, you know, I'm thinking about you today and how this might make you feel. And it's really not about how it makes me feel. It's about the people who are experiencing loss today. But, you know, just appreciate, as always, being a part of this community and the people that are here that truly have grieved with us.